We have already secured an appointment with the newly appointed Minister of Internal Affairs, General Rhonda Nyakairima. And this meeting tomorrow is going to be attended by quite a number of leaders of civil society groups, those who are coming from political parties, and other Ugandans who are concerned about what's going on in this country. This meeting is intended, first of all, to educate this new minister about the role of policing and the role this ministry, which is responsible for police and other agencies, is supposed to play. And, of course, educate him about what the work of NGOs and independent media in Uganda. We believe that once that opportunity is effectively used, there is no doubt that we'll start working in harmony, probably. Also, has a lot of support from the president. We'll be able to speak to the president and try to explain to him how bad this law is, because it's one of the things we want to discuss with him, and it's top on the agenda of how we must really engage different government officials. And probably we'll also target members like the Speaker of Parliament. And when the Speaker of Parliament these issues actually are raising, they're brought to our attention, where, of course, they abused or they violated an article in the Constitution of 92, Article 92, which bans Parliament from legislating any on a judgment of which, of course, the court might have actually passed. So we're trying to mobilize as many, engaging many offices, department agencies. But, of course, we will not really rule out also reaching out to the international community, targeting their local offices here, trying to bring them to their attention, because we believe they meet the president, they talk to the president. But at the same time, they can also inform their countries, and then they might also probably think about what they can do to support Ugandans to be free in exercising their freedom.
Mr. Sebagala, we heard reports that a meeting was held between NGOs, opposition parties and all that, expressing concern about the just passed bill in Uganda's parliament. What was the resolution after the meeting concerning this bill?
The meeting, which of course was held, is one of the set of activities we intending to hold in protest of the passed bill, public order management bill. And this meeting, one of the things resolved, one, just getting to court and challenge the constitutionality of this bill. But at the same time, we also realize that Article 92 of the Constitution of Uganda of 95 prohibits Parliament to pass any law to alter the decision or judgment of any court as between the parties to dispute. So this is the bill which is introducing areas that were quashed by the Constitutional Court, because the Constitutional Court in Mwanga Kivumya versus Attorney General said that police has no powers of granting permission to Ugandans who would want to have an assembly to express their grievances. And this is clearly covered under Article 8 of this bill, which, of course, you can easily tell that actually the government of Uganda does not believe in constitutionalism. They are only interested in curtailing freedoms. And, of course, I think they even forgotten the cause why they went to the bush in the 80s. Therefore, we also are looking forward to mobilize as many citizens as possible, one, to reach out to the international community, asking them to consider supporting police, which is, of course, is the mother of this, the army, because any support we are receiving from the international community is going to be used against Ugandans, yet the support would have been used really to develop this country. So they are investing most of the funds, the money which is being sent to Uganda, of course, one, to ensure that actually the regime survives and, of course, prolong their stay in power. Therefore, that is their second strategy. The third strategy is reaching out President Museveni. We know that, of course, is the one that must have actually offered, because any bill to come to Parliament must have has to be passed by the executive, which, of course, they did. But we are not really saying we can't do that. We are just giving him actually a benefit of doubt that maybe he might reconsider his decision or his position on this bill. Otherwise, we're just trying to give it a try, just to give it a try that maybe you listen to Ugandans. But I'll be surprised if he changes his mind, because we know the government of Uganda does not really listen to its people. Neither does it listen fully to countries that support this country or this government. Therefore, we're just trying to mobilize as many citizens as possible, because we are approaching 2016 election period. Therefore, we are trying to utilize that opportunity and then see if an action will be taken. Otherwise, we are looking at this entire bill as a bill which comes really to strengthen the government's control over how Ugandans should express or exercise their freedom as stipulated in the Constitution of Uganda.
Are you therefore saying that the international community should put pressure on the government to encourage President Museveni not to sign this bill into law?
We've seen this happening before. When the government of Parliament received a private member's bill on homosexuality, which set this as a punishment for anyone who's been suspected or found promoting homosexuality in Uganda, that group was really very, very, very more organized than actually even their number was less than ours. So we saw that bill being challenged because it had implication in terms of actually cutting aid. Therefore, it's the same strategy. We are reaching out to the international community, telling them, wait a minute, you supported us on the anti-homosexuality bill. It was challenged. Now, it is another bill which seems to be now curtailing more than the gay rights or lesbian rights. Therefore, the international community must engage the Ugandan government. But of course, we know even when they engage in talks, this government will not listen. The language they will listen to will be cutting aid or threatening to cut aid that might go to police. Because we know there are quite many countries that support actually police and the army. We have the Netherlands, we have United Kingdom, we have America, we have Ireland. So there are several countries that you can look at, which of course we're also targeting me to reach out to and say, please wait a minute, before you give us this fund or this aid, please reconsider your position, otherwise it's going to be used against us. And those countries will be held liable, will be held liable for whatever will happen if they continue supporting the government of Uganda through police and army.
You said you're going to mobilize Ugandans. Is it for protest or demonstration against this bill?
We are trying to bring to every Ugandan's attention that, wait a minute, even if you are in a wedding meeting, even if you are a family meeting, even if you are whether in a larry, political larry, or any trying to express your grievances, the police has got power to give you permission, as long as you're more than three. And therefore, people must understand the effect. We must explain extensively the chilling effect to this, because, one, the law talks about that you have to apply for a permission. In 5 days, you wait. If the IGP of police does not respond to you, then you have to wait for 14 days. And if he doesn't write back to you, responding to your request after 14 days, then you have to rewrite to the Inspector General of Police and wait for 30 days, meaning that you cannot hold any meeting which has more than five people without his permission. Therefore, we must explain really this well to Ugandans, and whatever they will do, it is their choice, whether they demonstrate, whether they go on a hunger strike. But what we're trying to do is we must really make their voice heard. And we are targeting politicians here. We saw what happened in Parliament yesterday. It was a total drama. And really, this Parliament was ashamed. And I guess many Ugandans saw this. So we are trying to tell them where their taxes are going. Look at Parliament. They cannot pass laws that really benefit them.
How many groups were present when you had the meeting? Can you name some of the groups?
Yeah, we had a member of opposition, political parties, members of opposition from Parliament. We also had civil society groups cutting across from those who are fighting drugs, those who are purely human rights, those who are freedom of expression groups. So we also had individual Ugandans who were really disturbed by this bill, which was passed yesterday. So I can tell you more than five groups were involved in this meeting. And tomorrow, we are intending to go and meet with the new Minister of Internal Affairs, General Rhoda Nyakairima, tomorrow morning at around 10. We are going to tell him how we start doing this bill. But of course, we are trying to tell him, wait a minute, you even threatened that you're going to close down NGOs. You're going to close down media houses. This bill is going to do a disservice to Ugandans, and even whatever you intend, you promise that you're going to undertake, will not really take Uganda forward, but it will push us behind. We're also trying to use this opportunity, of course, to educate him.